three species of lemurs, radiated tortoises, and guinea fowl now call the Brandywine Zoo home. Their home is nearly 4,000 square feet, cost $3.5 million, and took 10 months to complete, nearly all during the coronavirus pandemic, which set back the schedule some, but not entirely. Delaware Natural Resources Secretary Sean Garvin says while the active lemurs are sure to delay kids, the exhibit also highlights issues faced by Madagascar.
Each of these species are threatened by deforestation, poaching, exotic pet trade, and climate change in Madagascar. The Madagascar exhibit and other planned upgrades will allow the public to view these rare animals and learn how we humans can take actions in our daily lives to lessen our impacts on species extinction.
The exhibit is the result of the largest capital campaign in the Brandywine Zoo's over 100-year history. For Zoo Director Brent Spencer, it's exciting.
I worked here when I was in high school, so I went out and worked at five other zoos, came back when the director's position opened up. So being able to create a master plan and a new direction for the zoo to go is personally exciting, and having the first exhibit open up is just thrilling.
Visitors will need to plan ahead. To keep the animals well, they only come out for public viewing when temperatures are above 45 degrees. Mark Fauser, Delaware Public Media.